Grownups, this show is made possible by supporters like you. Please consider donating at our website, yougoask.com.
You go ask. You go.
You go.
No, you go ask.
No, you go ask.
Welcome to You Go Ask. You've got questions. We've got answers. I'm Jason.
I'm Allie, and we're both elementary teachers.
Today's question comes from Kaya in Sacramento, California.
Hi, my name is Kaya. I live in Sacramento. My question today is, what do you do when you're not teaching?
Thank you, Kaya. What do you do when you're not teaching? I don't know about you, Allie, but I'm chained to the building. I can't leave. They don't let me leave the building. I'm kidding, of course. Like every teacher here at the school, we leave and we have our own lives outside of the school, just like you as students have your own lives outside of the school when you're not a student. I know it can be strange, though, to see your teachers outside of school in the, I'm going to use quotes, the real world. It's normal to feel that way. When some students see me, they shout my name, "Hey, Mr. Parmalee." Other students look away or they get really shy. That's okay. We all have our own little bubbles. And when your bubble mashes together with other, you're looking at me.
Yeah, like mashed potatoes. I didn't know bubbles mash.
What happens when bubbles collide? Do they pop?
They pop.
Oh, okay. That's a bad example. But we all have our own little, we have these own little worlds and we don't want the bubbles to collide then. You got your school bubble, you got your family bubble, you got your friend bubble. You want to keep all your bubbles separate sometimes. And adults feel the same way sometimes. For example, Allie, I saw my dentist at a concert one time, and it was a little strange.
Did you say hi?
No, I didn't. I just like, there's my dentist. I'll just kind of, yeah, my dentist is over there, and my bubbles are mashing, colliding.
Colliding.
Do you have any stories about students seeing you outside of the school?
I do. I have the same thing where if I see a student, they either yell hi from across the street, from across like two streets and I don't even see them. Or I have the complete opposite where they will not say a single thing, which I love because then I am the person yelling out hi.
That's nice that you say hi. Yeah. I should have said hello to my dentist. So the question from Kaya this week is, what do you do when you're not teaching? So you do get to leave the school. You're not chained here. When you're not at school, Allie, what are you doing?
I think that's a good question. Teaching is our career, but we are not teaching every second of the day. And so something that I do like to do when I have time is baking. I love to try new recipes, whether it's cookies, whether it's like banana bread. I love to bake. Other than baking, I love to relax. So I catch up on shows, movies. I watch K-pop Demon Hunters on repeat. Other than that, since I'm in a graduate program, I'm doing a lot of reading and homework right now.
Reading and homework, less fun than baking. I love your cookies. I love your baked goods. I love that you enjoy baking and I love when you bring them in and you share them with the staff. What are your favorite things to bake?
Cookies, specifically cowboy cookies.
What is a cowboy cookie?
Pretty much it has everything. Coconut, chocolate chips, oats, literally everything that you might have at home.
Peanut butter.
You could. You could add peanut butter.
Cinnamon?
Yes.
Yogurt.
No. Okay, not everything.
Okay, I was just thinking of everything I have at home.
I got it. Nope, not everything, everything.
Raisins.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I love your cookies. I think about a lot of my activities, and there are, a lot of them are outside of the house, Allie. Your activity was baking. You're inside. No one's going to see you there. Where might a student see you? What are some things you like to do outside?
Outside, probably hiking. So I probably won't see anyone since we like to hike away from where I work, away from where I live. So probably hiking is my best answer outside of school.
You take photographs while you're out there?
I do. Yeah. I do take photographs and I even take photographs of my baking sometimes.
Wow. Yeah. Combine the two things.
I do.
You talked about photography on the last episode.
Yep. What do you like to do in your free time, Jason?
Well, first I think I have to say that I have a family. So I live with my wife and my two sons. My sons are 7 years old and almost 4 years old. And that is most of my time right there. When I'm not teaching, I'm with my family. We could be doing anything or we could be doing everything. Sports, piano lessons, riding our bikes. We like to hike too. We could be going to a friend's birthday party, traveling or going to a museum or indoor play places. My family, my kids, we really love the Bay Area Discovery Museum. That's like our go-to. My wife and I will try to exercise and run together when we can. We'll watch some TV when the kids go to sleep. But when I have free time, and I think this is really what Kaya was probably asking, free time being time where I don't have any other commitments and I'm not with my kids or with my wife, and I have so many interests, it's really hard to like, I want to do them all. I love playing video games. I love playing baseball, golfing, podcasting. I have another podcast where I talk about board games. And I recently started playing pickleball. I really love pickleball. Have you ever played pickleball, Allie?
I have not, no.
That is something to try. But for as much as I love sports, I don't like watching professional sports. I'd rather be playing myself. For example, I'm terrible at hockey. I can barely ice skate. But if my friends called me up and said, hey, we're going to go play hockey, I'd be like, sure, I'm in. I'll buy ice skates on the way. I'll buy a hockey stick. I don't have any of the things I need, but let's go. Let's play. I love doing activities, especially outside where I can get out and play.
What is your favorite board game, Jason?
That is a whole nother episode if you go ask, what is my favorite board game? Wow. You know, I think the answer changes as you play new board games. As you learn one board game, you're like, oh, it's my favorite. It's the only one I know. And then you play another one. You're like, oh, I like this one. And every year there's new board games coming out, or there's tons of old board games you've never played. If I had to pick one, my favorite board game at the moment is a trick-taking game called Fox in the Forest. It's in the genre of what's called trick-taking games, where you play a card and you're trying to beat the other person's card. And if you win, you get to take all of the cards. It's really fun. You know what's also fun? I have a game for us. You've probably played this before. It's called Two Truths and a Lie. In Two Truths and a Lie, you are going to say three things about yourself. Two of them are true and one of them is a lie. And then it's up to the other person or the group to find the lie. So as you're listening to these three things that I'm going to tell you about myself, you have to think about which one is the lie. So here are the three things, Allie. Allie's going to play and she's going to try to figure it out. Number one, I proposed to my wife playing a board game. Number two, I've hit a home run over a fence playing baseball. Number three, I have beaten every Super Mario video game.
That would be really impressive, but I'm going to say number three.
You're saying number three is the lie.
Yeah.
You're saying I probably proposed to my wife with a board game. I've hit a home run, but I have not beaten all the Super Mario games.
Yeah. You said you love board games, so I'm going to say yes to that one. I know you love playing baseball, but I don't think you can beat every Super Mario game.
You are correct. I have not. In fact, I don't even play Super Mario video games. I played like the original on the Nintendo. But fun fact about me, I don't like single player games. I don't like games where you're just playing by yourself. I want to play with other people.
Interesting.
Well, good job. I would say you won that game. You figured out my lie. Now I want to figure out your lie.
Number one, I thought I could fly. Number two, I went inside the Pyramid of Giza. Number three, I lived in Japan for a while.
Number one was you thought you could fly?
Yeah.
Number two is you were in the Pyramid of Giza.
Yes.
And number three is you lived in Japan.
Yep.
I know you love traveling, so I want to say you've done the traveling things. I want to say you've lived in Japan. I want to say that you've been inside the Pyramid of Giza. But it's really like, if you had said I could fly, I'd be like, no, that's it. That's the lie. But did you believe that you could fly?
Are we allowed to give hints in this game?
Okay, no hints. So I thought I could fly. It's hard to like disagree with like a feeling. I'm going to have to say that is true, that you thought you could fly. I don't know why you thought that. I will say you haven't lived in Japan though. You've traveled to Japan a lot. I'm going to say you haven't lived there.
That is correct. I haven't.
I got it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited. Obviously, we have to go back to the flying first. You thought you could fly?
I thought I could fly. Yeah, I jumped off a truck thinking that I can fly. And
How old were you?
I think like 6, 7.
Do not try this at home.
Please don't try that at home. I ended up getting stitches, so don't try it at home.
You just thought you could fly. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay. That's a fun fact to know about you. That's going to come up later in a podcast, I'm sure.
Great.
So you've been to the Pyramid of Giza?
I have, yes.
Okay. I'd love to go there. I've never been there. But you've been to Japan a lot. You've just never lived there.
Correct. Yeah, I have family in Japan, but I've never lived there. Before we wrap up, a quick heads up. We're taking the next 2 weeks off. It's that wild time of the year with report cards, parent-teacher conferences coming up. And honestly, report cards and parent-teacher conferences could be a whole episode themselves.
Hint, hint. Ask us some questions about report cards and parent-teacher conferences. Thanks to Kaya in Sacramento for their question. If you'd like to submit your own You Go Ask, visit our website with your grown-up at yougoask.com. You can record and upload your question right there. Well, I mean, you laughed. You could laugh on mic or you could say something. I don't know.
I mean, laugh on mic.
It's a podcast. You do what you want.
Okay.